Sunshine and 42 degrees.
It is 8:13 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line right now is Nora Keskivari from One Mind Dogs. And Nora, I understand you're in Finland. Is this correct?
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me. So it's amazing. Yes, I'm from Finland, and it's afternoon here. Nice to meet you.
Okay, well, how is our day going to be? What's the day going to be like?
It's amazing. It's like lots of fun and passion. It's getting also for you, I hope so.
I so too. And maybe a good day to get the dogs out and get them out for a walk, or maybe get them playing after the winter months of having them all indoors. But we are here to talk with you about a revolutionary dog teaching method. I've been through a lot of dog training. I currently have 4 dogs, and some trained better than others. What's the change or the new method that you're talking about this morning?
Oh, yeah. Good to know that you have also dogs, so congratulations. So One Mind Dog started because there is this one dog, Tekla. So she was deaf and couldn't hear the spoken commands. And then we learned that there is this whole other language that is large visual, and actually, instead of having the dogs understanding you, you understand the dogs. So traditionally, dogs have been trained so that we teach human way of learning and the aspects. So we are concentrating on the dog's point of view and everything.
Well, you've offered us some tips here, and I see the first tip says that dogs don't make, quote, mistakes. Explain that.
Oh, yeah. So actually, dogs do whatever they do, they have learned that. So usually people make this mistake that they think that dogs are doing something like intentional, like they want to do miscorrect things. Actually, dogs are always willing to do as they are learned and reinforced. So that way, we are always thinking that dogs only teach us what they like, that what we should think all over again. So how do we get the dog understand what we are willing them to do? But then when you do it from the dog's point of view, it's actually really, really simple and easy for the dogs to understand.
Tell us a little bit about how important it is how we communicate with the dog. Is it the tone of voice? Is it what we say? Is it how we say it? How does that matter?
Well, actually, dogs, they listen really carefully, yes, but they, for more impact you can give is with all the other things but voice. They are firstly concentrating what they see, your movement, where you look, where you are looking, where you are moving towards. So your motion is a lot more effective for the dogs.
Now, what about reward? A lot of times, many kinds of training has to do with sort of rewarding positive behavior. Is there anything new that you bring to that?
Well, first thing when you get the dog, it's all about the trust. So you have to be able to have the trust and the bond with the dog. So you have to have lots of fun. And actually, the dog has to enjoy the cooperation with you. And when you have that, then actually you learn that rewarding is a lot more easier and simple, and it's a lot more fun for the dog also. So when you want to have like fun training with the dog, instead of just giving treats, it's more about how you play with the dog and how do you give the treats and how much positive attitude you can get into that rewarding moment actually.
You also write, if your dog isn't coming when called, you turn away and run away as fast as you can and watch the reaction change. What'll happen?
Oh, yeah. Usually the dog will follow you after that, like naturally. But if you are thinking of human way that you will go behind the dog, you are actually either making it as a game for the dog, it's from the dog's point of view, or it gets scared of you. So when you train with One Mind Dogs, the dog is really easily following you, and it actually wants and it's eager to cooperate with you and learn with you. So then they are actively being there with you, and they don't actually run away.
Tell me the story of, is it Tekla, the dog that lost its hearing, and kind of how this all came about?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Tekla, it was over 10 years ago when she became deaf. She was really already well-trained athlete dog, and really successful. And then suddenly her one of our co-founders, Anita Leinonen, and she when she noticed she's deaf, the dog is deaf, she was thinking, oh, maybe should she now stop doing agility or training with the dog? Or, but she decided to discover new way of communicating with the dog. And so she started to do lots of experiences and experiments with the dog. And then she noticed that Tekla actually was getting back on track and actually a lot more faster and a lot more fun. And then she started to deliver all the knowledge to everybody she knew and in Finland. And then the attraction globally became so big. And then we founded One Mind Dogs. And now everybody is, wherever they are able to train their dog with One Mind Dogs. And the attitude and the passion and the positive feedback that we get, it's so powering. And we can just smile and be really happy of those experiences.
I'm looking at the website, onemindogs.com. Now, is there videos, instruction? How do I learn some of these type of techniques?
Yeah, actually, we have a bunch of videos and at onemindogs.com. And they are like, we are lots of videos regarding these athlete dogs. But and then you can actually learn with those videos, you can learn to teach your dog also these amazing things. And for example, now if you go to the site, there is this story about this Cornelia, this one lady who would actually be in the nursing home at the moment. But then she found One Mind Dogs in Australia, and then she started to train with our method. And now actually she is not living in the nursing home, and she's running agility with her dog actually really successfully. So you should go there and check that video out.
Nora, tell me your experience with dogs, or how did you come upon learning this technique as well?
Oh, yeah. First, I was going to be a doctor for animals, this vet, and then I decided, got one new dog, and then I started to train, and then I went to Janita Leinonen's school. So this one of our founders, the owner of Tekla, and I'm actually one of the first students of hers. And then I got really passionate about, before that, it was all basic, boring, just normal schooling. But then I discovered this whole new way of thinking and being with dogs. And then that's the history, like the rest is history. So now I'm fully working with One Mind Dogs now and helping people around the world to find the bond with their dog and having fun with their dogs.
If someone is just getting a new dog, not necessarily a puppy, but somebody new to their environment, what's the best way to sort of bring them into your home to get them, you know, set to be there?
Oh, yeah. So first you have to be really patient and get to know the puppy. And then you have to, like, because all dogs and also humans, we are all individuals. So some dogs like different things. So first find out what the dog is. What does it like? And then get connected with it, like do and play with the dog and have the connection. And then that all goes for motivation. And then you have the puppy and you have good bond and connection. And then you are already like, you know how to motivate the dog. So then you get the confidence with all the training and the life with the new dog.
I just want to warn people that if they go to the website onemindogs.com, they will be staring at a dog. He's looking at me. It's a sort of like a black Labish or one of those black dogs. And that's sometimes you stare at a dog. A lot of times you're thinking, what are they thinking? Of course, do you know that dog in that picture by chance?
Yeah, it's one of our team members. Yeah. Well, did you get one-minded with that dog in the photo?
I did. I guess so. I can see he's thinking. He's thinking, I'm going to listen to everything you say and do. But it takes time,
yeah.
Right? Patience from you and the dog, right?
But, you should go and learn that. If you click the watch video there, then you can see from the video and learn the basics of our methodology. And then it's easier for you also to understand. So everything that we do is actually really simple for the dog. It's really easy because that's their language. And all dogs, they speak the same language globally, all around the world. And it's only us humans that we just need to think a little bit differently. And then it becomes really easy. So I promise you, when you start to train your dogs, you will also get this fun and like trust connection with your dog.
Now, Nora, my big question of the day is, when a dog wags his or her tail, what does it mean?
Well, usually it depends about the strength of the movement. So if it's loose and so you can see that it's, usually it means that it's happy. So but if so that's something you should have a goal. So every time you wake up, be as happy as your dog usually is in the morning. So.
Yes, if we had tails, Craig, every morning we would wag them.
Now I've had a dog, you know, and I want to up the ante here because this dog would wag his tail almost in a circle. Does that mean even positive. More happiness?
That sounds positive, at least.
He's trying to propel himself. He's trying to take off. I've seen it in a cartoon once. The dog did that. Our guest today has been Nora Keskiavari. It's onemindogs.com. You can learn all about that and find out what it takes to get a happy dog. And, of course, if your dog is happy, you're great, and it's just better for everybody. Nora, we appreciate your time this morning, and have a great day. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.